Good morning, everybody.
Mangoes, papaya.
It is time for Arthur Schwartz, the food maven. This morning, I'm not sure we'll be talking about mangoes, but we can find out right now. Good morning, Arthur.
Same color.
Yeah, I want squash.
No mangoes or papayas today.
Squash.
But, you know, it is an orange week because of Halloween. I was going to use an expletive before the Halloween. I'm not troubled by Halloween too much. I do feel it's gotten out of hand. When I was a kid, you know, kids went trick-or-treating, and that was sort of it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. They started wearing costumes in my neighborhood earlier this week. I see kids on the street in costumes. But apparently there were a lot of Halloween parties in the neighborhood. That's why. But I'm not expecting an onslaught. I live in an apartment house with the doorman. And the doorman is our security guard, so to speak. So he hands out the candy and whatever the building is providing for trick-or-treaters that come by. But last year, when all the we have so many babies in the building, except babies grow up. And so last year, I had a bunch of babies with their parents coming to my door, but these are kids who live in the building. And I was empty-handed because it was the first time in, 19 years that anybody came to my door. So this year I'm very well prepared with orange-colored candy, meaning Reese's chocolates. I mentioned last week, the week before, because I was doing this, I don't remember why I mentioned it, but there were several reasons. But Reese's has a whole line of Halloween chocolate-covered peanut butter treats. They're not peanut butter cups. They're, I don't know what you call them. I mentioned the eyeballs, but I was in a store the other day, and I saw that they also have pumpkins.
Yep.
Pumpkin-shaped chocolate with peanut butter inside. Anyway, not for me, even though I love it. Although, as I think I also mentioned that, I don't know, nowadays I find the chocolate in Reese's is a little gummy for my taste. They must add some gummy ingredient to keep it in shape. But butternut squash, I do love. And it's orange. And to my taste, it's way better than any pumpkin. So I have had a lot of experience with pumpkins. And the ones you want to buy if you do want to cook a pumpkin, I would say then buy what they call cheese pumpkin. But then there's, in my supermarket, and I'm sure in yours too, there's a pumpkin called, or a squash. They're all, pumpkin is a kind of squash. There's a squash called calabaza in Spanish, or calabaza. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it. I think it's calabaza. And that is sold usually by the pound, not whole squashes. And even with seeds in it, they cut off a piece, or it's already cut off and wrapped in plastic, which I hate, so I wouldn't buy that anyway. But I do have markets where they cut it off fresh for you. But in the end, I love butternut squash. It's that pale, I don't know what you call that color, beige. I guess it's a kind of beige skin, and it has a long neck and a bulbous bottom. The stem end is the long neck, and where the blossom came from originally, is the bulbous bottom. And that bulbous bottom contains seeds when you cut it open, but the long neck is solid squash. And I don't know, I've gone through three in the last 2 weeks doing various things with it. But this morning when I was looking through my computer to see what else I had to talk about today, I came across a recipe that I love and that I haven't made in years and that is super delicious, I think, and super simple. But let's get on with... Let me do that one first because it's so easy. All you do is saute an onion, but do it over low heat. Mince it as fine as you can and put it in a little either butter or olive oil. I always cook with olive oil, but and this is a dish that could also do butter. And squash goes with both of those. It depends on what else you're eating, what else is in the recipe. But I cook more with olive oil than I do with butter. So I would saute the onion. It takes 8 or 10 minutes over medium-low heat, at least. You want it to get very tender. but not colored. And so the slower the better. Then, now this is an interesting or unusual, I'll get to how to peel a squash in a minute, because that's the hardest part of dealing with butternut squash. This is an unusual way of dealing with it. I grate, now for this it doesn't matter if you use the neck end or the bulbous end, I grate the squash, about a pound is all you need for four people. It's a pasta dish, by the way. So you grate the on the coarse side of a box grater. A few years ago, I bought myself a really professional level box grater, if there is such a thing. In any case, it has very sharp grating holes.
Do you ever get into trouble drying it?
Pardon me?
This is a household accident for me waiting to happen. I said, do you ever get into trouble drying it after you've washed it?
Drying what?
The grater.
No, I put it in the dishwasher.
Oh, okay.
But if you are doing it by hand, just be sure to pull the sponge in the opposite direction you would if you were shredding.
Exactly.
Against the holes, because otherwise it's going to shred up your...
hand.
Listen, I still have my grandmother's old box grater. It just doesn't work that well. But if you have your grandma's or your mother's box grater, it'll do fine, and it won't be that sharp. So, and I must say, I'm always looking to save corners in washing things. So for this recipe, I might very well grate the squash directly into the pan with the onion, not even doing it into a bowl. But I would say you're going to need, this is to serve four people, I would say you need at least, I said a pound, well, let's do a volume measure, about a cup, a nice packed cup of coarsely grated butternut squash. And the onion, a half an onion is enough, a few tablespoons, 3-4 tablespoons, quarter of a cup at the most. And maybe... You want, since this is all going on pasta, you need a lot of oil, well, at least enough to dress the pasta. So 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil or butter. Let's say 1/4 cup of finely minced onion, and then grate into that a cup, or add a cup of coarsely grated butternut squash, a big pinch of salt, and you just saute that for... 5 minutes. I mean, once you've done the onion, which takes 10, you just need to cook the squash for about 5 minutes. And the main flavor here, although the squash is a great flavor, is fennel. Now, when I had this dish, the first time I had this dish, it was in a little town in the Cilento called Cicerale. And Cicerale is famous for its chickpeas. God knows why. They're not that special. They're really rare and hard to find, and that may be why.